Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 8. I'm your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. If you want to be included in the next episode, please give us a call, 1-818-691-5807, and leave a message that I can play on the air. Also, if you're unable to call that number, if you're outside the country or something, feel free to just record a voice message and then email it to me, talkinggta69@gmail.com, or you can just email your thoughts in text format as well. If you want to be included in the next episode.
Baller killer!
So last week we talked about a number of different things. I guess the main thing I talked about was the Stephen Ogg situation when I asked him to do a cameo kind of as Trevor, and he was upset about it and yada yada yada. We've been talking about that a lot. Lots of feedback on YouTube about that on the original video, on the Talking GTA video where I discussed it. So tons and tons of feedback on that. It seems to be that most people will agree with me and say, yes, he was being a dickhead. And a lot of people go as far as saying, you should get your money back. And I definitely won't do that because I used the footage and, you know, I paid for that service. I got a service that I paid for and I used what he gave me. So I definitely at no point think I should am entitled to a refund at all. I did leave him a 2-star review, basically saying he was a dick about it or whatever. So, and that's kind of all I wanted to get out of it, whether I should just leave him a bad review or not. And I decided I would. A lot of people that didn't agree would say stuff like, yeah, I understand that he's probably sick of being known as Trevor, and that's fine. And I think we're all kind of like, yes, we are fine with that, but you're on this website where you charge people money to say hello based on your celebrity, and specifically on his page, it says Grand Theft Auto, known for Grand Theft Auto. So you can't have it both ways. You can't be like, yes, I'm willing to get on here and charge this amount of money based on the fact that I was this popular character in video games. But also, don't you dare ask me about this character because, you know, that's not who I am. I'm an actor. I just played characters, yada, yada, yada. So that's kind of where it went as far as the discussion went. And it's kind of spreading across the internet with I don't know if I want to say news organizations. Well, you know what it is? It's gaming websites that have picked up this story, which that's another, like, you know, not fuck you to him, but like, hey, look, see who's reporting on this? Not the fucking Actors R Us. It's fucking all video game websites, you know, because people know him as Trevor. So it makes sense that those are the ones that run with this story. But anyway, I did want to get to some comments on YouTube, and unfortunately, I won't be able to get to any of the Stephen Ogg ones because there's so many of them, but thank you so much for leaving your thoughts on that video, I think that's the end of it. I think we're kind of done with that topic, and we won't really rehash it anymore, but I always, you know, laugh at the fact that Trevor is a cartoon and Stephen Ogg is an actor and all that stuff. So always good for the memes for years to come. So but yes, thank you for all those comments. So first, let me get into an email that has some feedback from last week, and then I'll get into comments, non-Trevor comments on YouTube. Okay, first the email. Sup, Hugo. Just to follow up on the whole Stephen Ogg situation, I think you handled it all quite well. I never got the sense that there was any malice towards him. You had a genuine gripe with the service he provided, and you have every right to air that. While I still appreciate him for the life he breathed into Trevor's character, I definitely won't be getting any cameos from him anytime soon, and this fool absolutely should not have been doing that shit while he was driving. Extremely irresponsible. Yes, I agree completely. All right. But on a lighter note, Clay Doggy mentioned something interesting in his phone call about how GTA 6 is meant to be set in 2025. I hadn't really considered the modern aspects of the game until he mentioned that sweet idea of transferring crypto to crooked cops. That got me thinking about other technology that might be available to the player in the near future. I reckon it'd be cool if you could buy a drone at some point, pull it out of your weapon wheel, and send it up to case out buildings or just mess with pedestrians. I'd love to see some QR codes around the map tucked away under piers or on top of bridges. They could act as either small Easter eggs or a new form of collectible that you scan with your phone. What are some other modern technologies you'd be interested in? All the best, homie Woods. Thank you, Woods. The thing about the drone, I hadn't thought of that. I think that's a great idea. I think that's awesome. Seeing the, this may be a little too meta, but seeing the characters use a VR headset for some reason, for something, whether it be pleasure or they want to step into the metaverse, they can get their dick sucked, in a virtual world or something like that, or they're, you know, they're pussy licked. Sorry, we got female protagonists now. I'm not used to that. So whatever, stuff like that would be pretty cool. QR codes, all that stuff. I think those are great ideas. Thank you, Woods, and thank you, Clay Doggy, from last week for bringing that up. So lots to think about there. Okay, well, many more emails to get to later in the show and some phone calls and stuff. But right now I want to go over some of the comments. It seems like most of the comments on YouTube are kind of reflecting on whatever we talked about in the video in the last podcast. So it works perfectly to kind of get the feedback and see what people have to say. Let's see. Tim Tapp says, would love to see a sequel follow-up to L.A. Noir. Such a great game and concept. It's a shame it's just being left on the shelf. I actually never played L.A. Noir. It looked too slow-paced for me. I like the idea of it. It just doesn't look like it'd be fun for me personally, but it's cool that people like it. Alex says, speaking of Rockstar merch, you could get a Rockstar BMX bike at some point, and I have seen a Rockstar Cruiser bike before. They should do something like that again. I haven't seen them for sale at all. Yeah, I don't know where I've seen it, but every once in a while, I'll come across stuff about a bike that was, I guess, given away as a prize with San Andreas, a BMX bike, which is really awesome. If I was like balling out of control, I would pay up big money for something like that. I do think that's pretty cool. That would be an awesome thing to hang on the wall. I wouldn't ride it or anything like that. Vioriel says, how do you think the NPC in GTA 6 will be? I think they will be very, quite the diverse cast of characters, all kinds of different people with all kinds of kind of like viewpoints, but I guess more people you would find in Miami, probably a lot of Cubans. So like the dude that says, I am King Cubano, man, this is what they did with the original Vice City. That should make sense to make a return, something along those lines. And then your average Florida man, Florida woman type of, character, Rockstar would do a great job kind of parroting these type of crazy folks that we hear about in the news and things like that. We got a little look at it in the leaked footage where that guy was talking about Jay Norris getting his head blown off or whatever. Those are the type of people I would expect to be down there, and that looks like what it's going to be. So thank you for the comment. The Real Bandicoot says, Rockstar are just as guilty at taking down mods as Take-Two, at least according to the people who are actually being sued over mods. Okay, well, I can't speak to that. A lot of people default to saying Rockstar is doing this because we think of Grand Theft Auto as a Rockstar game because it is. But I've had multiple takedown notices for GTA-related things, and they're always from Take-Two. They say Take-Two right there on them. And even all the ones that were shared over GTA 6 said Take-Two right on them. So if Rockstar is named in if there's a lawsuit, I'm not totally sure like all the details about what you're talking about here. If there's lawsuits, obviously Rockstar would probably be named in it because, you know, they developed these games and these things or whatever. But Take-Two is protecting what they developed because Take-Two is the publisher and they kind of control it from that point of view. So to say they are as guilty as I don't know. You're saying this on a lot of hearsay, so I'm not sure. He goes on to say, also someone familiar with Rockstar's internal workings said Rockstar higher-ups, which include long-timers, declined multiple times to remaster legacy GTA titles as it's beneath them. And I would say rightfully so, because look at the last few games they've put out. When you're talking about GTA 5, GTA Online, Red Dead Redemption 2, these are mega, mega projects. So for them to like move from that to start remastering an old game, I just feel like that would be not worth their time. If they have time to spare, make GTA 6. If they have time to spare, make another AAA title or something like that. Get somebody else to remaster these old games, which they did, you know. Also, multiple Rockstar Studios co-developed the GTA trilogy, according to the credits, so take from that what you will. Okay, I don't know. I don't know who did what. I'm not on the inside. I'm not an insider. I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, whatever you say. Next comment. Nicola says, what do you think about Rockstar to put a reference about GTA Vice City? For example, in one mission in GTA 6, you go to cinema to kill someone. You can see some scene from some mission in GTA Vice City. Thanks for reading, Hugo. Yeah, no, I think they should. Well, I guess they won't go overboard with it, because they definitely didn't go overboard with the stuff from GTA 5, what was in GTA 5 from San Andreas. You know, you had the little Easter eggs here and there. And obviously everything was named the same because it's in the same city and stuff, but it wasn't mega, mega, like, intertwined or anything. So for a new Vice City to kind of put Easter eggs to the old Vice City, I think, yes, they have to at least do something. I think it would be great to have some kind of tribute to Ray Liotta himself, since he's passed. And anything related to the old game would be pretty cool. You know, who knows? It could be anything. But I mean, they even had BJ Smith Community Center in GTA 5. So they've already tied in some stuff back to Vice City. And I'm sure they'll continue to do that and, you know, connect with older games across the board. So that's it for comments on YouTube. Thank you guys for the feedback. I love to see it. Like I said, lots of emails coming up. And phone calls and stuff. But first, I wanted to talk about something related to GTA 3 and its protagonist, Claude.
You want the chainsaw, gringo?
So those that have played Grand Theft Auto 3, or even those who have not played it and but know of it, know that Claude, the main character, does not speak. He doesn't say anything throughout the course of the game. Besides, sometimes when he falls down and gets hurt, he'll go, oh, like that or something. And but besides that, he has no lines where he speaks. And there's been some debate and discussion over the years as to why. Why doesn't he speak? Was he meant to speak? What's the deal with all this? And I wanted to discuss that today. So originally, when the game came out and I was playing it at the time, I thought, because GTA 3 is my first GTA game that I ever played, and I loved it. I changed my life. I changed my world. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And the types of video games I played after that shifted dramatically to mostly GTA games. But anyway, I always thought Claude didn't speak because we were Claude. I was Claude. Why should he speak? Because whatever he says might not line up with what I think or what I say. He represents me in this world. That's why he doesn't speak. Obviously, you know, that's not the case, because every protagonist since Claude does speak, and they speak for themselves, and they're not me. But GTA Online is kind of like that, in the sense that your character doesn't speak. When you speak into the mic, his mouth will move, or whatever, his or her mouth will move. So maybe that's kind of the same idea, I'm not sure. But that's what I always thought. But anyway, so for the 10-year anniversary of Grand Theft Auto 3, Rockstar did a Q&A with fans where they answered some questions, and as you can imagine, one of them was, why didn't Claude speak? And Rockstar says, it may now seem obvious that people should talk in games, but this was not necessarily the case in 2001. Certainly not in an open-world game. We were making up a lot of procedures as we went along, and we decided that the NPCs, non-playable characters, should talk, and we would have to figure out how to make them talk using motion-captured cutscenes, something that had never been really done before, at least not on the scale we were doing it. So we decided that the game's protagonist would not talk, partly to aid people identifying with him, but mostly because we had so many other problems to solve, and this did not seem like a major issue. We started to discuss introducing a talking lead character when working on Vice City, but it was a lot of work. While the structure of GTA 3 may seem obvious or natural now, and the use of cutscenes made in the game's engine that look and feel like the game may seem simple and easy, it really was not the case back in 2001 when we had to figure out all these things for the first time. Oh, and in San Andreas, CJ calls Claude a mute because he does not talk, and CJ finds this unnerving. So there you go. That's their official response as to why Claude didn't speak. Which is interesting because there is a video out there that is out there in the world of some early GTA 3 footage where you see Claude pull somebody out of the car and he says, or there is a voice that says, "Get out of the car." Let me play it for you. "Get out of the car." Okay, so that's what's out there. And people would point to that and say, "Hey, this is Claude speaking. So what's the deal with that? Why? What happened? Was he going to speak and then didn't, or whatever, whatever?" And Rockstar responded to this in this Q&A as well. It says, "This is fake. This is an old bit of gameplay footage for sure, but we think the voices were added at a later date by someone online, as at no point did we plan for Claude to have a voice or even design how a speaking protagonist would be implemented until Vice City." Okay, so there you go. It's just basically saying this is a fake video that's out there. Somebody made this online or whatever. And that would be fine, but YouTuber Zach Cox TV put out a video entitled "Rockstar Games' Biggest Lie Ever, Claude Could Talk in GTA 3 Proof," where he discusses this exact topic and talks about that video and mentions that another YouTuber by the name of MattJ155 had Rockstar Games E3 assets from back then that had a lot of different things, different games, Max Payne, other stuff, and Grand Theft Auto 3 kind of assets on it that showed different things about the game. And this video was included, and it was included with the voice on there saying, "Get out of the car." And so basically, this is straight from Rockstar. This is a Rockstar official item that was put out. So that led Zach Cox and others to believe that Rockstar lied here when they said that that was fake and somebody else added that later. So it's kind of up to whoever not you want to believe, because the fact remains that this video is officially from Rockstar a long time ago. But the way I see it is that maybe the Rockstar developers that made the game at the time, they didn't put that line there, because the line is definitely reused from Grand Theft Auto 2. It comes from Grand Theft Auto 2, so it definitely wasn't somebody who went to the booth to record voices for Claude. So when the Rockstar developer, whoever it is here, because it just says Rockstar says on this little Q&A, so I don't know exactly who's saying this, but I'm sure in their process of making Claude, he was not supposed to talk. He was not going to talk. And somebody else along the lines put that in there for that trailer, would be my guess. Whoever put that trailer together, cut that footage together, went somewhere, grabbed audio of "Get out of the car." This game's called Grand Theft Auto. Let's just put it right here where this guy's getting carjacked. They might not even have known who the main character was. That was the main character pulling the guy out of the car in that clip. And also, they might not have known that he was mute or was not supposed to talk or whatever. So they just thought, hey, whatever, we're throwing this stuff together. We're putting sound effects on it. We're doing all that. Let's throw this on here. No big deal. So I think it was done, obviously, in-house and put out there. I don't think Rockstar's lying when they say that somebody else did this. I don't think they did it, but somebody else at Rockstar did it. This little Q&A is actually really interesting. I'll link it in the description on YouTube and in the show notes on all the audio platforms. But there's one other thing that kind of ties into this that I wanted to touch on. Somebody asked, did Claude kill Maria? At the end of Grand Theft Auto 3, did Claude actually shoot Maria? Which we have a discussion about this all the time, too. Did he shoot Maria? Did he shoot in the air? Did he shoot himself? There could be a number of different things. We hear a gunshot. We don't know. So Rockstar says, we're not sure about this. Some think he did, some think he didn't. Certainly in an original version of the script, Maria had a longer, really annoying speech, but then someone in the audio department wisely put an end to that. Quite what that means for Maria, who can say? So this lets you know that they didn't even plan for that to be the actual way the game ended. somebody in the audio department decided to do that, and it was good. It's a good ending. It's funny. It's interesting, and it makes us think and talk about it years later. So that statement there leads me to believe that's basically the same thing that happened with that Grand Theft Auto 3 trailer, or that early footage, that they just threw that, the audio department threw that in there, and that's what happened. So this person, maybe they should have thought of that, you know, instead of claiming that it was fake. They could have thought, well, somebody did. It wasn't us. We never planned for him to talk, whatever, whatever. But everybody can still come to their own conclusion about this. You can decide whether or not you want to trust Rockstar Games. I remember having a debate with somebody years ago where they were just sure that Rockstar were just flat out lying about this, which I can't really understand that. I don't. What would be their point in lying and saying we never planned for him to speak? I think that was truly their plan. If they wanted to, they could have said, yeah, we scrapped it. So what? In this Q&A here, they talk about the Darkle character, which is mentioned. People know about him from Grand Theft Auto 3, but he's not actually in the game. And so there's like all these theories about it and stuff. And basically here they say, we just pulled him out of the game. We didn't like his missions. They didn't go well in the game. So we pulled him. The end. It wasn't anything deeper than that. So I don't think they're lying when it comes to that, the clip of Claude saying, get out of the car. One of the things that I did think of while reading this is, why don't they do these anymore? There should be like these Q&As or AMAs or something where we can ask about these old games or new games or whatever. You know, obviously they don't want to give us any secrets about GTA 6 or anything like that. But with stuff like this that's way old, let's talk about it. They should have done it during the release of the trilogy, the Definitive Edition. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe so many people are gone. That's one of the reasons they can't do it. But I would love to be able to talk to somebody that knows and can give us some details. Even people that are gone, they could do an AMA on a GTA subreddit or something. I don't know if they're in under any kind of non-disclosure agreement after they leave or whatever, but still, I would just love to hear from them. So there you go. That's kind of what I wanted to touch on when it came to a Claude. Also another thing from this Q&A, it says, what's the backstory on Claude? For example, his last name, family relatives, where he's from, or maybe even a short bio. Rockstar says he's a bank robber with a noisy and psychotic girlfriend. More than that, it is hard to say. Definitely a drifter, probably from the West Coast, new to Liberty City. Surname may or may not be Speed. So there you go. Claude Speed, maybe, maybe not. Who knows? So that's the update on Claude from fucking 2011, a million years ago. But fun to talk about now. Yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. Let's move on now and get to the email.
Do your shower in doo-doo.
Okay, so big news. We have recently hired somebody to read the emails. Her name is Stacy. She's been a big fan of the show for a long time, and she is here with me today, and she's going to read all the emails. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, Hugo. It's great to be here in the studio with you.
Great to have you here. Glad you made it. Glad you are going to read everybody's emails. I'm so excited for this.
I can't believe how incredibly handsome you are in person.
Okay.
What is that giant bulge in your pants? Oh, wow. Is it getting hot in here? Oh, my.
Okay. Stacy, please. Let's keep it professional. And let's focus on the emails, because that's what we're doing right now.
Okay, sorry about that. Let's get started.
Let's do it. All right, first email. Go ahead, Stacy.
Hey, Hugo, just a few rambles. When we got the first GTA 5 reveal, they showed stuff like weightlifting. And most were thinking they were going to add that back from SA. What are your thoughts on the hype on this feature possibly returning way back, but didn't? Also, if you look at something like the police cars, like the Stainer, were changed up for the release of the game. From C Dubs.
Thank you, C Dubs, for the email. Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously things will change as they go along. But yeah, I wish there was weightlifting. It seemed like a perfect opportunity in GTA 5 with this Muscle Beach area. You could have went out there and lifted weights and stuff, but maybe they were just not ready to make it so that your character bulked up. You know, it's not like San Andreas, where you can become fat or buff or skinny or whatever, yada yada yada, which is fine. I'm fine with that. I don't need that stuff. It's cool to have, but if that's something that needs to be cut for time to get the game out to us, then that's fine with me. But it will be interesting to see what all changes from the stuff we've seen in the GTA 6 leaks to the trailer, and then from the trailer to the actual release of the game. So, yes, thank you for the email. Next email.
Hey, Hugo, it's StarMew76 from Twitch. Love the podcast, love the VODs. The podcast itself sounds like something that could be in the GTA universe, and I love it. Keep up the good work. Anyway, speaking of, I wanted to hear your opinion about the future of the GTA radios. In my opinion, some of the best content came from the absolutely hilarious writing on the old talk shows, commercials, and the DJs themselves. Vice City Stories V-Rock, K-Chat, VCPR, comes to mind. It's my understanding that Laszlo Jones helped majorly with how the radio stations were written, and with him leaving Rockstar in 2020, for totally justified reasons, I might add, I'm very curious to see how the future of GTA Radio goes on. What are your thoughts? Back of your neck look like a pack of hot dogs.
Stacy, please. Thank you, StarMew, for the email. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. I liked talk radio through all the different games. I remember when I first heard Chatterbox on GTA 3, I thought it was awesome, hilarious, funny stuff. And I remember going to school and talking to friends about it. You ever listen to Chatterbox? That stuff's pretty funny. And, you know, through the years, it's evolved. There's been some amazing content from that. And yes, Laszlo, I think, was a huge part of that, even the non-Laszlo stuff. So it will be interesting to see what direction they go in, whether whoever is in charge of writing that wants to kind of continue down that same path and kind of have the same kind of comedy and stuff, or they decide to make it their own and change it. And, you know, who knows what we'll get. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear the talk radio in what will be Vice City and GTA 6. And hopefully it lives up to all the other ones. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you, StarMew, for the email. Appreciate it.
So if we get any hot coffee in GTA V, do you want it to be slow and controlled like yoga was in GTA 5, or be a case of hammering them buttons into oblivion like at the gym in Sanan? Also, do you want them to use multiple camera angles and make it for laughs like a spoof porn, or do you want them to take it seriously? From Mr. Screen.
Of course, that was Mr. Screen with that. Thank you, Mr. Screen, for the email. I don't know. I don't know if the world's ready for anything you just described, because that all seems pretty serious business. I'm ready for it. I'll take it no matter how. I mean, give us the freedom to do it however we want and see what happens. Yeah, but if there is any kind of stuff like that, then, you know, whatever. I don't know. What a freaky deaky email. Thank you, Mr. Screen.
Hey, Hugo, what's your opinion on the lack of cheat codes in Grand Theft Auto 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5? I was always disappointed when GTA 4 came out and discovered there were very few cheat codes compared to San Andreas. There are approximately 80-something codes in GTA San Andreas, and for GTA 4 there are just 16 codes, and for GTA 5 there are 34 codes. Some background about my history and love of cheats. I remember I would cause chaos in San Andreas by entering the Riot Mode cheat and kinky theme and giving Peds weapons and pink cars whilst having semi-infinite health and cars fly. It was fucking crazy, and I loved it so much. I honestly can't say I've had an experience like that in a long time in GTA. Thanks, Hugo. Keep up the good work, man. You're so fat. You jumped in the air and you got stuck. Orange 12. From Art.
Thank you, Art. Appreciate it. Thank you, Stacy, for reading that. Yeah, no, I think San Andreas was the peak of cheat codes in these GTA games. I think they got it really right there. I enjoyed all the cheat codes in San Andreas, and there was such a variety. You could change the game so much just by a different combination of cheat codes. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the move more towards realism made it so that cheat codes were like less of a focus, I guess. Hopefully that changes. I would love to see more cheat codes in the next GTA because they are optional and they're there for people that want to mess around, especially if a game is going to be the main game for a decade. Let's have some kind of crazy cheat codes in there, you know, even if they come later on an update or something. But yeah, thank you, Art, for the email. Appreciate it.
Hello, Hugo. I know the hype has mostly died down for GTA 6 and that I'm late, but I just want to say that even though the leak may not be super hurtful to the release date, I feel like that saying that it doesn't affect the developers is wrong. If we put ourselves in their shoes, it would just feel demotivating to see all the mean comments that some people posted because of how the game looked. I feel like if I was a developer for long-awaited GTA 6, I would be really excited to see the reaction of people when it gets officially announced. Leaking it this early would make me feel a bit demotivated and disappointed that the surprise got ruined. An artist wouldn't show off their unfinished paintings. But that's just me. What do you think? Much love from Bamney.
Thank you, Bamney. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with you. No, it's not... It's as a fan, I was excited to see it. I'm happy to see it. I thought it would look good. But yeah, there was a lot of negativity surrounding it. And it makes sense that those people would, not want to hear that negativity and stuff. Rockstar has turned off comments on their social media posts. I don't know if it's still like that. I imagine it wasn't an effort to, you know, prevent there from being a place where people could post replies to their tweets and put the video up and put links to the video. And so they were trying to get, you know, less people to see it as possible. And I think that was a good idea. But also, yeah, that would, you know, the comments would go from "when's GTA 6 on every post, which was annoying as fuck to begin with, to "GTA 6 looks stupid, change it now, da da da, whatever. Yeah. So, I don't think those people would be happy. I don't think they're happy at all that their stuff leaked. And no matter, even if there was good feedback, it wasn't finished. So yeah, it could be bad for them in the fact that they plan to change something. And then when they change from what we saw, people could say, why did you change this? Why isn't there this, that, or the other still in the game? So yeah, I agree with you. Sucks for them. And I hope that nobody's really too stressed over it. Thank you, Bamney. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo. Was watching the latest podcast and you mentioned about how Nico has the potential to return if Rockstar stays within the HD universe for the next GTA release. This made me wonder, what do you think Rockstar will have to do to create a new universe for future games? Do you think it will have to be just more visual improvements, or will it be something entirely new? I feel like the only thing they could do is maybe make a VR-dedicated game, but as fun as that sounds, I feel like it's a little bit of a stretch. What are your thoughts? Thank you. From Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I thought for sure it would go, you know, we had the 3D universe and then the HD universe was separate. And I thought it's been such a long time since the last game and there were multiple stories within the HD universe that the next one would be the 4K universe and it would just be different. But, you know, with the mention of Jay Norris and the fact that things haven't changed all that much graphically, it seems like it's still going to be the HD universe. I think what you said made sense. If there was like VR dedicated, then that would, I guess, be enough to make it its own universe. But still, I would much rather see them kind of go in the opposite direction and kind of merge all these universes together and explain it somehow within the story. But, I was never a huge fan of the fact that there were separate universes to begin with. You know, I wish they were all one universe, but who knows? And who knows if they're even thinking about that anymore, because they may, you know, HD universe may be the end and that's what it will always be. And maybe, you know, Nico will always be out there somewhere where he could show up in whatever game, you know, 30 years from now, who knows? But, thank you, Dylan, for the email. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo. JTD here. I'm a longtime subscriber on YouTube, practically have watched every one of your videos on your account. Wanna start off by saying IMHO, you are the best GTA speedrunner in the world.
Thank you.
Always entertaining and impressive, and your humble attitude is inspiring.
Thank you.
However, I'd like to discuss a comment you made a few episodes back where you said that Sweet is a worse person than Lance.
Okay.
I believe you are so biased with your hate towards Sweet that you are blinded by the facts.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that even though Sweet can be extremely annoying and ungrateful, he never betrayed CJ. Now I'll give you some slack since you haven't played VCS yet. I recommend you do that soon. IMO, it's better than LCS. But Lance is not only ungrateful, not only far more annoying than Sweet, but he constantly screwed up and acted like he did no wrong, with both Tommy and Vic, but he also backstabbed Tommy when Tommy did nothing to deserve it. Lance didn't deserve a bigger slice. He didn't deserve any respect for constantly making things harder with his selfishness and incompetence. Lance was so selfish that he got his brother killed. That might seem confusing right now, but once you finish VCS, you'll see it makes sense, trying not to spoil any of that game for you. Once again, keep up the good work, you the Mang Manning.
Okay, thank you, JTD, appreciate it. I think one of the most important things I remember with Sweet is he claimed to be a leader. He claimed to be like the boss, and he would constantly talk down CJ, or, you know, everything sucked because of him. It was all his fault. CJ had to put it all back together. And even when he did, he barely got any respect from Sweet. But, you know, there's a, you know, go on and on and on. Like you said, I haven't played VCS, so I can't comment on what Lance was like there in regular Vice City. Lance knew Tommy for like 5 fucking minutes, and he thought they were working together, not that he was his little fucking sidekick or whatever. So he was just like, whatever, man, fuck that shit, fuck you, Tommy, and, you know, tried to handle his business, and it blew up in his face, the end. So anyway, thank you for the email, though, appreciate it.
Hugo, are you worried about Vice City not having the same feeling as it used to? Like, the 80s vibe was half of what gave that city a good feeling to play around in. What do you think? From Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, I thought the exact same thing for a long, long time when everybody was like, oh, it's got to be Vice City. Next GTA has to be Vice City. I would be like, but why? You know, Grand Theft Auto Vice City was so cool because it was the 80s. That made that game awesome, you know? So I didn't think a modern day Vice City would work at all. Then the stuff leaked, and I saw kind of what the city and surroundings look like, and I said, this shit looks cool as hell. I think it will work, because it will be, you know, just a, you know, a modern-day city, and there are things they can do, you know, with Vice City and the area and the surrounding, and it will be cool. Do I think it will be as great as LS and GTA 5 was? I don't think so. As good as Vice City was with the 80s vibe, I don't think so. But I think it'll be a good game, and I think it'll be fun. But that may just be wishful thinking on my part. Just from what I saw, I thought it looked good. But yeah, I think we will kind of miss that. But thank you, Tyler.
Hey, Hugo, longtime fan. Name is Kyle. I'm more on the YouTube side of things, been subscribed for multiple years. I go to sleep to your chaos speed runs every night. You're a classic man, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I actually called a few weeks back, but I'm here again for another question or two. I wanted to hear your opinion on the role-playing side of GTA. Do you respect it or think it's weird? To segue into my second question, as a longtime GTA player myself, I always thought the series would benefit from a difficulty setting. To go into detail slightly, missions would require almost double the amount of what is asked. Assets are more expensive, dying is easier, more importantly, the enemy AI is insanely enhanced, almost giving us a stealth gameplay if the situation gets too sticky. How would you feel about a difficulty setting? Anyway, thanks for reading all this. I appreciate what you do for the community. Hashtag Hesidua Stakeymit Adventures. Hashtag Theba Kofaena Kluklikia Pakofat Dogs.
Okay, just to clarify, that was hashtag he said he was taking me to Venturis, and hashtag the back of your neck looked like a pack of hot dogs. I love the quoting Tweelevay or other NPCs and stuff in these emails that's happening lately. It seems like it's just totally organic, and I appreciate all these quotes. Thank you, friends. But thank you, Kyle, for the email. Yeah, I never got into role play myself. I get it. I get why people would like it. It seems interesting, and with the right people, it can be hilarious and stuff. I get it in a sense, but I also don't get it in a big sense, because why would you want to work at the fucking burger shot? And I bring this up every time that we talk about RP. When I see people working, they're like fucking making hamburgers in the back. I'm like, what's the fun in this? And I'm not trying to put this shit down. And it's what I think is great is that there is this world to do these things in. Now, if there is like so many things in this world to do, and that this is how you had to make money, you had to work at the burger shot, or you had to do, I don't know, maybe you could do criminal activity, but it could cause you to get thrown in jail, and then you won't get, you know, then you won't make any money for 2 weeks or whatever, whatever. But if there was a reason to work at the burger shot, then that would be cool as shit. I just don't really get it from a gameplay perspective where we are now, you know. For those that enjoy it, cool, enjoy it. That would be great. As far as difficulty setting, I think that's a great idea. I don't think it would be too difficult to implement. Something as simple as the AI accuracy, being able to change that on the fly, but you know, the start of a new game, I think that would help a lot, you know, because some people get really turned off from like the definitive edition. The AI accuracy in San Andreas is through the roof, outrageous. So people that came back to it to casually play a game they played years ago, they're not going to grind through these crazy enemy gunshots and stuff just to beat the game. They'll be like, I did it, it's cool, whatever, and move on. So yeah, a difficulty setting would be nice, because not everybody wants to have, you know, a really tough time playing. They want to just kind of breeze through it. So yes, thank you, Kyle, for the email. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo. I have a question.
Okay.
If Rockstar implemented co-op or multiplayer in GTA story mode, especially in San Andreas 4 and 5, will you be excited?
Yes.
Will you play them in your speed runs?
Yes.
What will be your opinion on that?
Good.
And thanks again. From Gagito.
From Gagito. Thank you, Gagito. Appreciate it. Yeah. Now, I did the co-op run in San Andreas a couple times, and it was fun. Yeah. If you have somebody to play with that you can trust that you guys can work together and get along, then it's cool. So as an option, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Even if it could be more than just two people, you could have three, four, five, however many people fit in it. And then you're just blasting on the enemies. You know, maybe it increases the number of enemies that spawn on each mission based on how many people you have playing the game with you, you know? So if we are going in the direction of multiplayer games and stuff like that, I think that would be a good kind of crossover between the single player storyline and, you know, the online world, where you could have something like that in the middle. I think that would be great. Thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it.
One question. Do you think GTA 6 will need a long time to be fully worked on and released in next year? Another question, thoughts on Cyberpunk 2077 and the recent updates? From Siami.
Thank you, Siami, for the email. Appreciate it. GTA 6, yeah, I don't think it's coming next year. I mean, it could. I mean, it's tough to say. I don't know where they're at with development now. Some of this stuff in the leak we saw was a while back, and some was more recent. But, you know, again, I'm looking to October 29th, 20th anniversary of Vice City for just the acknowledgement that the next GTA will be in Vice City. Even if they don't have a title for it, even if they're not calling it GTA 6, just something that says we're returning to Vice City. That would kind of set the stage for not, you know, imminent release, but within the next few years, at least. But, you know, who knows? It all depends on what they got worked on. They may be under pressure from Take-Two saying our stock isn't doing great. We need to pump it up. The one thing that could pump it up beyond anything is GTA 6, no doubt about it. So, who knows? Well, you know, I don't know what they're doing. As far as Cyberpunk 2077, I would play that game. I'm just not really into like futuristic stuff or sci-fi games and stuff like that. That's why I'm a little worried about where GTA will go next. Obviously what we've seen isn't very futuristic, but obviously GTA Online has a lot of flying cars and shit, but a full like futuristic world, I just can't get into that. So it's not really for me, but I would play it. I know there was so much like shit talk about it originally when it released, and that's definitely something that I know not to trust the masses when they say, oh, this thing is just so terrible. And I am willing to accept that I might have to wait for updates for it to get better, even if it was bad. So I would play it. I just don't know. It's just not really for me. But thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo, how are you? Enjoyed your recent 100% SA speedrun as always.
Thank you.
Didn't manage to catch it live on Twitch, but was still great on YouTube. My question this week is, would you consider doing a modified 100% run to include other, non-essential parts of the game, such as burglary, beat the cock, unique stunts, get all girlfriends, max all stats, etc.? I love the 100% runs, but I always thought it was a shame that there were elements of the game that aren't included in 100% completion, and that these elements aren't really showcased in runs. In addition to this, if you have time to read this far, did you ever catch the Joshimu's 100% plus completion videos? And if so, what did you think of them? I loved them and wished they'd carried on, but also I understand why he stopped doing them as it seemed like such a mammoth task to try and do. If you didn't ever see them, they were a super detailed breakdown and meticulous completion of every possible part of the game, but the series stopped after the main story missions started. All the best, as always. From Who Brought Me Here.
Thank you, Who Brought Me Here. Appreciate it. I saw a little bit of that. I didn't see much of it, but yeah, he was the perfect person to do that type of thing. I don't really have any interest in girlfriends or stunt jumps. Burglary, I thought, was cool because it's interesting to see inside these people's houses, and the reward of the unlimited stamina is good. Beat the Cock was interesting. I do like that. I also like the marathon that's in San Andreas, the triathlon. That's really good. But girlfriends, hate them. Max all stats, that could be fun, I guess. But yeah, I get what you're saying, that it's missing some of the stuff. But the game has so much in it that, you know, I'm happy to live without those things. I would kind of want to get into, like, Vice City 100%, but... Like stunt jumps kind of scare me off just because it is such a, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's when the game starts to act funny and doesn't want to give you the stunt jump or something, then it gets me frustrated. Brr! It's not like collectibles where the spray tag didn't spray. Oh, let me just spray a second longer or respray right now. I have to go all the way back around, jump the jump again or whatever, whatever. So anyway, but yeah, thank you for the email, Who Brought Me Here. That's it for emails. Thank you to Stacy for reading them. Okay, you can go now, Stacy. Thank you for hanging out. Let's get on to the phone calls.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
What's up, Hugo? I don't know if you've ever thought about this or talked about this. I assume not, because it's kind of an odd question. But I was thinking the other day, with Lucia being the first female protagonist, well, besides the GTA Online character, but that's not a story mode, the first female GTA protagonist in the single player, I was wondering, do you think that Lucia will be able to screw hookers just like the male protagonists of every other GTA since GTA 3 have? I was just sitting and thinking, like, it would be odd to omit that from the one character, but I'm curious how that system would work. Obviously Jason would be able to, but Lucia, I wonder how that'll work, or if Lucia will be able to get lap dances. I mean, I think that would be cool.
Yeah, thank you for the call. That's interesting. I have not thought of that prior to now. If they're going to do that, if they're going to make it so that Lucia can be with a man, a male prostitute, or whoever, she doesn't have to pay somebody. She can just pick up a dude. You know, dudes are fucking out here horn dogs up and down the street. She could just walk up to a random dude and say, fuck me in the car, and then they would, and there would be no money exchange. But anyway, if they're going to make it so that she can get fucked, then I think it should be up to the player whether the player wants to pick a male or female companion as Lucia or as Jason. So Jason can get with a dude and he can bang a dude, and he could also bang a chick, or, you know, Lucia could bang a chick or could bang a dude, or I guess they could bang each other. Maybe that gets pulled out completely because they're in such a loving relationship that neither one wants to be with a prostitute, and that could be Rockstar's excuse for getting away from the prostitute thing before, you know, trouble comes up off of the release or whatever. But we will have to wait and see. That is interesting. I'm curious to know what direction that will go, but thank you for the call, friend. Appreciate it.
What's up, Hugo? It's Grass. I just wanted to say putting my two cents in on the Stephen Ogg situation. As an actor, when you're portraying someone or something, you should just embrace the role of it and just accept that if it blows up, it's going to be a part of who you are from here on out. You know, there's so many great actors that have portrayed so many characters throughout so many years, human history. Jim Carrey is a great example. I'm sure people come up to him all the time. They're like, oh, dude, aren't you the Grinch? Aren't you the Mask? Like, can you give us the impersonation of it? And he probably is sick of it by now, but, like, he just embraces it. It's just what's going to – you have expectations when you become an actor. You want to be successful, and you want people to know, recognize you for the characters that you portrayed because you did do such a great job. And it's really disappointing to hear him be able to receive a paycheck from fans and treat the people that are saying you're so great so poorly. It's very sad and disheartening to hear that someone doesn't care that much about being the character that they're in. And it's extremely disheartening to hear him treat another person after sending you your video, treat another person with such a disrespect that had nothing to do with what you were doing. It was just purely coincidence. So, yeah, that's just my two cents. And great podcast, dude. I appreciate you and what you do. Much love from Florida.
Florida, Vice City. Thank you, Grass. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of the most people's feelings about that. That, you know, yeah. What are you doing on Cameo? And it's fine. Again, once again, if he's out in the street and people are running up to him, he can be like, "Hey, that's please leave me alone" or whatever. Fine. But he's accepting money to record a video for somebody. What's so bad about them knowing you as whatever character they know you as, you know? So I would be interested to see his reaction if we said, hey, I loved you in a newest thing he did, Snowpiercer, whatever the fuck it was. You were so great in that. Can you pretend to be, you know, Dick Shitface McGee from Snowpiercer and say, I fuck everybody or whatever his catchphrase is and see if he would do that? I think he would like that. He would be like, yes, somebody knows me as something other than Trevor, you know, but who knows? I don't know. I can't speak for the man. You know, we're all kind of just speculating about what he's doing. I've been monitoring. Well, I follow him on Instagram, not monitoring. I'm not some creeper or anything, but his Instagram is very much just him, his dog, him doing stuff, him talking about acting because he's such a prestigious actor and stuff like that. So whatever. Hope he, you know, has success. I would love to see Stephen Ogg blow up, but I, as a GTA fan, I would always know him as Trevor, period. That's it. And that's not a bad thing. Like you said, he did a great job. We appreciate him as Trevor. That should be fine. That should be it. Anyway, so yeah, we've talked about it to death. So that's all. That's it as far as phone calls go. Thank you, Grass. Thank you for the emails, the calls, the comments on YouTube. If you want to contribute, if you want to get on the show, please give us a call, 1-818-691-5807. You can get a Google Voice number and just call from there and leave a message. If you're nervous about leaving a message, if you fuck up, just hang up, call again, leave the message. I won't play the first one. It's fine. You can also record a voice clip and just email it to me, talkinggta69@gmail.com, or email your thoughts in text form, and I can play it on the air. Please don't send me any sounds of you beating off or anything like that. But GTA-related things, I would love to hear. Okay, so follow me on YouTube, Hugo1, Hugo1 Streams, Hugo1 Shorts. Follow me on Twitch, Hugo_1. TikTok, Hugo_1_Mang. This podcast can also be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms as well. If you do listen on that, feel free to leave a review if it can be done. I don't really know how podcasts work on every platform, but if you can, leave a good review and just say you to Mang Mang or something like that, I'd appreciate it greatly. Okay, so anyway, thank you to the YouTube members, Fanny, Jonathan, Sirowit, Zach, Lucas, Katsune, True Forever. Thank you, homies. thank you to everybody that enjoys this podcast. If you listen all the way to the end, you to Mang Mang. So anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Peace out. Goodbye.